Adoyok Andrew, Kavani Don Varopa, Famarake Heska Koganone.
I used Nihiraktun Denku Heska Sudnasta? Kavadan, Kavadan!
Can you believe it, Mr. Keaton? You walked down this hallway a month and a half ago. These same students were all speaking English.
Wow, really just a month and a half?
It started small, just a few words at first. And before you know it, they developed this whole language. They call it Dan slang. Now they all speak it. Whatever their background, whatever they're doing, freshmen, sophomores, juniors, seniors, they use English with teachers when they remember.
You know, I really don't hear much overlap with English. It's far beyond a slang. It's more than a pidgin even, or a dialect. It is quite pretty. Mellifluous.
Well, see how mellifluous you think it is when they start talking behind your back. What if they're talking about drugs, Mr. Keaton? Or sex? What if they're saying, let's kidnap the principal and shave his head? Excuse me, gentlemen. I don't happen to know the Dan slang for office door, but this one's mine. Could you please step aside?
Hi, Principal Lacey. I'm sorry.
Thank you. You both have detention. You all have detention! I made myself extremely clear. No more Dan slang! Okay? No more!
They say if you really want to master a second language, and I mean really get a handle on it, you know, all of its tricks and subtleties, you have to start before you're 18. Now, you can look at that as being really cruel and unfair, or you can ask yourself, what is this supercharged facility for a language we humans seem to have when we're younger? And what else could we do with it? This is The Truth. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and this story is about the birth of a brand new language, the people who get it and the people who don't.
Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
Now back to Dan slang.
All these kids running around gubba gubba, da 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 da, like a bunch of space aliens. It's not sustainable. If it was connected to anything cultural, I'd keep my mouth shut. But they just made it up. What is that, Mr. Keaton? You're the expert.
Oh, well, it's sometimes said that language is the basis of culture, so.
Who says that? I said it's not cultural. We checked. Huh. I give them detention, they don't care. I take away privileges, they don't care. I get the cops involved, but...
Yeah. This doesn't feel like a police matter to me. It's...
Right. No, so maybe you're the way to go. A language, what's the...
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're fine. No, I'm an anthropological linguist.
Ah, right. Well, maybe that'll be good. But just so there's a paper trail, was it one of my teachers that called you, Mrs. Toynes?
No. What happened was my nephew sent me this online video he found, and it turned out to be your students recreating a scene from The Phantom Menace in Dan slang.
Oh.
See, my focus is, it's on the primal formation of language, tracing vestigial grammatical structures back to their ancient mother tongues, so,
Hang on. You reached out to us?
Yeah, that's right. And now that I've seen it, I mean, this is my whole dissertation. I mean, a brand new language figuring itself out in real time.
But you can translate it for me, the Dan slang.
Well, any serious linguistic study at some point, you got to at least do a partial glossary. So I should have a...
They're planning something. Something big. Something they call Comdon Law.
Comdon Law.
Mrs. Aransas picked up on it first, Spanish teacher. Hmm. They mention it all the time. Seems to make them nervous. We think it's an event. A drug and sex party, probably.
Gosh. Well, yeah, I'll definitely keep an eye out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I like this. You'll nose around for a few days. We'll tell people you're an academic observer.
Yeah, perfect. I mean, because I mean, that's what I am. I am an academic observer.
And then we nail them. It's the last thing they'd ever expect. An anthropological linguist. Ha ha!
Bell's about to ring, people. For tomorrow, 500 words on symbolism in Melville's description of the Pequod. And some of you are still dropping Dan slang into your homework. If you tell me Ahab is Vahuga Mu Handan, I don't know what that means. I will dock you 15 points. Questions? Lila?
Cheska Toynes, Kuru Yeldan.
Lila.
Sorry, Mrs. Toynes. Who's that man sitting by the door?
That is a guest of Principal Lacey's, an academic observer.
I have nothing to hide from your students, Mrs. Toynes. My name is Isaac Keaton. I'm from the Linguistics Department at Corliss University. I'm here to learn what I can about the groundbreaking neolexical achievement you call Dan slang. With your cooperation, I hope to tell the Dan slang story, but also illustrate the Dan slang moment by...
Okay, 500 words, double-spaced. Let me save you some trouble, man. They're not gonna let you in.
Hey, if Lacey sent you to, like, spy on us, well,
Excuse me. I don't report to Principal Lacey.
Dan slang is none of his business. And it's none of yours either.
Lila, this man is a guest.
Mrs. Toynes, it's okay. Look, I get it. Lila, you're surrounded by adults who want you to get with their program. And you assume that's what everybody's like. But, I tell you, the real world's a lot bigger than high school. It's full of people who can appreciate what you've made here. Smart people. When I saw that Phantom Menace video, I was like, man.
You watched that?
Ben shot that.
Ben, it set my mind on fire.
Okay, I have another class coming in.
Look, I just want the chance to hear the language as it's naturally spoken, okay? I've only gotten these, like, little drips and drabs, but even just from that, there's real stuff going on here. There's an idea of phonetic phrasing, there's an original system of declension, maybe even an ablative case. Well, you got tools of expression, but there's also linguistic drawbridges, defenses. I mean, honestly, it's astounding.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's
Thanks.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, but think about this. How's it going to be remembered after you all graduate? You know, a lark? A meme? A pain in some lame principal's ass?
Can we please wrap this up?
It deserves more, okay? Much more. It deserves to be taken seriously. Just help me show your creation to the world as it is. Look, I may not understand Dan slang, but I get it.
Lila and I have free period now, so we can show you, like, basic stuff.
Oh, anything you feel comfortable sharing, please.
Leopold Mach Budakuk Cheska Auden, Peter. Kapadan.
Kapadan.
Okay, what are those guys talking about?
They're wishing each other good luck on a chemistry test. Neither of them studied.
Yeah, saying Kapadan at the end makes it sarcastic, so.
So wait, you have a whole word that just denotes irony. I mean, that's a unique part of speech.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, Kapadan's pretty new. We add stuff a lot.
Okay, so how many words are there in Dan slang right now? Ballpark.
At least 2,000?
There's gotta be
more,
actually. Because we've got words for all the numbers and all the times of day and all the snacks in the snack machine.
Hoi tuk, Ben. Kuru nakta.
That's Amanda asking about you. Agon, Amanda. Yikata navago gunulan levos. Siliki nulat.
Saga nulot?
Nulat.
Nulate.
Okay. What was that?
Oh, that? We noticed we were using slightly different words for the word visitor, so we took a sec to, like, average them out, and so from now on, we'll both say new late.
We call that a kuvas, just, like, a thing that helps spread the language really fast or whatever.
Okay, just so you know, in a typical speech community, resolving word variations would take decades.
Oh, well.
Kapaladan! Kapaladan! Kapaladan!
What's that girl with the hockey sticks in?
Oh, she's just got a new idea for what to call a hockey stick. And here we are. Dan slang kind of started here in the cafeteria, more or less.
Of course, the primal drive to name and organize food.
Mm-hmm. Right, like, get me a tray of chicken tenders is la laga kawafe buheska la donk.
And like, would you like some soda is aluk sladan kukskin pesvisin.
Yeah, you know, I'm hearing certain morphemes that recur, like the syllable dan. I hear a lot.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Well, the first Dan slang came from people teasing this one sophomore, Dan Mason. They'd say stuff that sucked was Danish or Danned up.
And if something was nasty, you called it Dan's mom. And if something was small, you called it Dan's dad. And then those shortened to Dan's man, Dan's dad.
And then came the words that had nothing to do with Dan at all.
Moikos, Sadasik, Grufnanka.
And then we realized it was easier to say what we meant in Dan slang. Like, Nadinadan is the Dan slang word for hungry, right? But I don't feel hungry. I feel Nadinadan.
Oh, Nadinadan. This is great.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's Comden Law? What's that one mean?
Whoa.
Where did you hear that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Some kid said it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know, there's just some Dan slang words where there's just no way to say it in English.
Right. Comden Law sort of just means the future.
Yeah, but not really.
No, not really. We gotta get to class.
Hey,
talk to anybody you want, though. We put out the word that you were Nolodon.
Nolodon?
Yeah, you know.
Cool.
Day 2, 3:35 p.m. This is the Newland High cheer squad who, as of a week or so ago, only cheer in Dan slang. So this weekend, the Newland Hawks go up against the Perry High Penguins. So, yeah, if you hear that, the Dan slang word for hawk, Heska, that's also their word for penguins. So it doesn't appear that Dan slang is interested in differentiating between birds. Okay, this is the sound of the Newland Hawks scrimmaging. Yeah, words expressing pain, like, you know, ouch or oof, they've been replaced with the interjection koganoni. Okay, so what we're hearing here are students rehearsing a play written in Dan slang by one of the students. It's titled Sagadong Beats.
Grufananska.
Bayul, Clive Hugahandan, Lex Sakadu Nadanvin Nulate Rebar.
Moon! Legadan Pasa Rebar!
As far as I can tell, it's more or less King Lear, except half of the characters are mermaids. I'm sorry. Day 3, 11:50 a.m. This is a table of Dan slangers, and they're all doing math homework. Newland High has an unusually robust peer tutoring system. Library is full of students, and they're teaching each other exclusively in Dan slang. I'm sorry, could you say that again into the mic, please?
Yeah, I was bombing all my classes before Miguel put it on, like, plain Dan slang for me. You know, for some reason, Dan slang makes everything, Vargasa, easier.
And why do you do it, Miguel?
Yankula Serez at Dan slang. It's good for Dan slang.
Sorry, what is all this stuff? Why are you playing this for me?
I mean, it's an ingenious system, all right? With complexities and considerations I can barely describe. Did you know that they have 9 different verb tenses just to correspond to class periods?
Okay, but where's the drug stuff? What about Comden Law?
Well, I think what's happening here is like some sort of adaptive leap for the species. None of what they're doing should even be possible. They've somehow overclocked the language centers of their brains. It's insane.
I already know that, Isaac. I know it's insane. I mean, that's the problem.
I mean, they have reshaped the whole high school experience. I mean, having this language somehow gets them to get along.
Did you get into the yearbook room? They're planning something in there. I know it. And it's not a yearbook.
Yeah, the jocks, the geeks, the artsy kids, the weirdos, the slackers. There is no social hierarchy here. None of the stuff that makes high school hell for, I mean, you know, people like me, frankly. I mean, nobody's getting written off here. Nobody's getting bullied. Well, I mean, okay, Dan is technically being bullied by the whole thing, but
we need to get back on the same page here, Isaac.
Well, Principal Lacey,
call me Keith.
What do you mean?
I want to go to the school board next week and tell them that Dan slang is a kind of, I don't know, drug dealer code.
What?
They'll have to give me the okay to threaten these kids with expulsion then. With that kind of firepower, this problem goes away overnight.
But there's no problem. I mean, it's the opposite of a problem, right? They're solving.
Okay, but you want to keep hanging around here, so you'll get me what I need. The Dan slang for weed. The Dan slang for party drugs, Comden Dam Law and Gomorrah. Okay?
But nothing they're doing is bad.
Or
they're not.
You leave now. And I tell your university I've revoked informed consent on behalf of the 977 minors you want to base your big important paper on. I can do that, right? I believe I can do that.
I'll see what I can find.
Great. Oh, also, the teachers don't like having you in the classrooms, or in the what? Student spaces, or around. You can conduct interviews in the assistant principal's office from now on. He's out sick.
All right, supplemental research section. Authoritarian shitheads throughout history who attempted to quash nascent utopian language movements. 1937, Generalissimo Francisco Franco orders a violent crackdown on anarchist Esperanto clubs. 1939, recognizing the wild revolutionary puissance of a constructed international tongue, Adolf Hitler forbids the speaking of modified Volapük. Found this on JSTOR, 14th century, right before the Black Death. An entire Dutch village begins speaking a mysterious new language, seemingly overnight. The burgomaster in charge tries to repress it, cuts tongues out in the town square, etc. Then, one day he comes down from his castle. Every man, woman, and child is gone. Just vanished. Well, serves that asshole right.
Bonnenvalka yearbook Cheskas. No teachers in the yearbook room.
I'm not a teacher. Listen, I can't be seen in the hallway. I have information, intel, vital to the survival of the Danslang movement.
We'll find out what happens next in just a moment. But first, now back to Danslang.
Steve, Mavugak.
Mavugak.
Ganakatoga, Isaac Pran.
Oily Seekly. Pesca Pesca.
Shh, Koganoni.
Isaac, hey man, you okay? Who told you about your book room?
Ben, Lila, oh thank God. Look, could you tell them who I am? They left me in here with this big guy who won't even talk to me, and he's waving around that Kabaladan.
Sikili Yoska Kabaladan.
That's just Bradley. He's cool.
Yeah.
He's cool. He's one of us.
Bradley's gone deep, Dan Slang. Quit English completely. Like we all will someday. Hoyt Mavugak, Bradley.
Hoyt Mavugak.
Actually, it's cool you're here, Isaac. We wanted to show you this.
Oh, my God. Is this what I think it is?
Our own alphabet. Dan script. Cool, right?
Oh, my gosh. Dan Slang's Gutenberg moment. This is hundreds of years ahead of schedule. Is Dan script Com Den La? Sorry, what's funny?
It's just in dance slang. What you just said is very close to a pun.
Yeah. Well, can I have one of these? My dissertation could really use a visual, and it's so beautiful.
It wouldn't come out for a while, right?
Oh no, yeah. If I get published, I mean, this would be years down the line.
Then sure, it's just an early version anyway.
Thank you. You guys have been so so cool to me. Listen, Lacey's going to get the school board to give him the power to expel the Danslangers.
What? That's everybody.
Cheskas Nilka Hukoit? Habitat?
Chesku Payunda Vertili Lacey Ayusak Cheskas, Anuna Vakovas.
I think we've got to talk this out, Isaac. Danslangers only.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can go. No problem.
This was really Naladan of you.
Oh, hey, well, you know, Yenkula Sarastet Danslang.
Whoa, you speak dance slang.
Yeah, oh, you know, good dance stuff.
Your accent's actually not terrible. Let me walk you out. Hey, there's this thing at Dan's Friday night.
Whoa, the Dan?
I'll DM you the details if you want to swing by. People want to meet you.
Okay.
Overdan. Bodan.
Wow, a party. Day 5, arriving in Newland High a little early, hopes of catching the Friday morning Danslang show choir practice, and, oh, that's weird, looks like Principal Lacey in motion towards
me. Stay
there! Oh my God, what the hell?
Drive.
Oh, okay.
So it's sabotage, huh?
What do you mean?
I mean the school board's onto me. Any idea how that happened?
Well, no, I don't I don't know.
Lila Vasquez's mother sent an email copying everybody, saying she would not support an attempt to entrap the student body. Said our strategy should be to nurture and redirect. Very passive aggressive.
Well, you know, maybe that's an opportunity to realize that your whole crusade.
Crusade? I am a high school principal, responsible for the safety and education of hundreds of teenagers. You're not on their side, Mr. Keaton. I'm on their side. You are on the side of chaos! Do you know what deep Dan slang is, Isaac? Kids refusing to speak to their parents. Bombing everything but math and science. Ruining themselves for college. 6 kids went deep Dan slang this week. While a 35-year-old grad school flake wandered around my campus, fueling a mental health crisis.
Well, I'm 33.
I've drafted a letter to your university calling you a liar and a creep. I'm prepared to accuse you of linguistic grooming, which would be the first accusation of its kind. Very exciting.
Whoa. Okay. Look, I'm not on your side. The kids trust me. Right? They like me. Yeah, and our agreement was that I'd translate for you, right, Keith? So let me do this how I do this, okay? I'm getting results. Here.
The hell's this?
That's Dan's script. That's the next phase.
Whoa. Our kids did this?
Yeah, I've partially decoded it here in the margins. That's a pronunciation key. Look, you didn't get this from me.
Okay, linguist. I can see the merit in your approach. Double agent stuff. Mission Impossible. You like those movies?
Yeah, I do.
I love them. We meet like this from now on.
Isaac, you made it, man. Everybody's out back.
Oh, awesome. Hey, how does... is this outfit okay? I'm just realizing now this shirt doesn't fit.
No, man, you look okay.
All right.
Hey, did you pregame?
Yeah. Good dance to. I used to get so nervous before these kinds of parties, when I was in high school, first time around. I don't think I knew how to talk to teens back then, weirdly. Not like now. Kapadan.
That's not really how we use Kapadan. Also, no one's really, drinking at this thing, so.
Yeah. Cool.
Isaac! This is the guy who messed up Lacey's whole deal, everybody.
Oh, it's Paul.
Thanks. Thank you. Oh, whoa. You're Dan, right? Such an honor. Everybody, I actually prepared something I wanted to say. Guvan Ag had Dan
slang. Pardon my Dan slang, not great. Thank you for giving me participate in Beautiful Word. I believe Dan slang are big next step for human style.
Thank you. And also, you all have nothing to worry about with Lacey. I can string him along forever if I need to.
So awesome.
Yeah.
How?
He's such a sucker. I mean, you just have to give him like the tiniest little nothing to chew on.
So what'd you give him?
Oh, he was really coming at me like, oh, whose side are you on? And then I was like, oh, great. I got this page of that old dance script you gave me.
Isaac, what?
No. The old stuff. I mean, I just have to slow him down.
You seriously shouldn't have done that, Isaac. It screws up a lot of stuff for us. A lot of stuff.
Come on, you kids gotta start thinking long term. You don't want, like, Lacey to be the one who shuts this down for us. We're gonna change the world with Dan slang. You know what? I mean, out of all of us, I am uniquely positioned to... Oh, I'm sorry, that was too fast for me.
He says you're not one of us.
Like nu kep grofalda nulanufka.
You don't even go to Newlin.
Oh, please. You know, this petty Hugo's wear stuff is so high school.
Anu krudan sarasves.
We are in high school.
Lekt vahuga muhanden zaryukta sarasek.
You are an old man who hangs out with high schoolers.
Anula kepla gusu vahuga handast kamdan la.
Lila, what do you say?
Maybe you better go, Isaac.
Okay, yeah, I'll walk it off. You know, I'm only 33, by the way.
Oyanaka rustin ku dan vorpa?
Oyo say ka du dansma ulkab.
Anula kepla gusu vahuga handast kamdan la. Anula kepla gusu vahuga handast kamdan la. Anula kepla gusu vahuga handast kamdan la.
Wow, you're getting in awfully late today, linguist. That's the fifth period bell. Rough weekend.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm afraid you missed all the fun.
I don't get it. Where is everybody?
It's called a walkout, Mr. Keaton. Today's teenager is very politically engaged. Plus, I just banned dance slang from all sporting events, so...
Wait, they just left? All of them?
Yep. Stood up at lunch and headed for the doors. Usually we find them in the Brahmins parking lot or inside the two-story Chili's. Why are we running?
I don't think this was a normal walkout, Keith.
What do you mean?
I've been trying to translate something Bradley said to me this weekend.
This weekend?
Anula kep lugusu fuhugu handas kamden la. Ah, what threw me was the tense. We thought kamden la was an event, but the usu verb form moves through space. Lagala means to bring, and you can lagal ya, your skateboard, to homecoming, but you, lugusu, your cousin, to stake and stack.
Uh-huh.
So, grammatically, kamden la must be a location.
Oh, the two-story Chili's?
No, lugusu is further modified by the sharp inhale at the end, the sound. I've heard it one other time. You can fail a math quiz, lurdanaka vodaka yiskin, but flunking math class is Lordana Vujiskopska. The denotes finality. It means there's no looking back.
Oh. Oh. The yearbook door's propped open. That's new. Ellen, get the sheriff on the line. So, just so I understand, your theory is that they went somewhere forever?
Yeah. Yeah, Anula Kaplagusu Vahuga Handas Kamdanla. We won't bring the old people to Kamdenla. Oh, look at this. This is Dan's script.
So they left a note.
It's just conversational Dan slang. Terms of endearment, poems, cartoons.
Isaac, what does it mean?
They want me to keep going. Yes, they want me to keep studying Dan slang.
Isaac. Where are the children? Where did they go?
Where did they go? 15 years later, it's still the question I get the most. Even after reading my books, Speaking the Future, The Dan Slang Moment, and Dan Slangarang, Return to Newland High, people think I secretly suspect that these 977 students walked into the ocean or buried themselves in a quarry. But as I outline in my most recent book, Human History and the Dan Slang Response, I now believe the Newland High phenomenon to be a sort of group instinct, a cultural reflex with analogs peppered throughout recorded time. At key moments, a tribe or other social subset becomes latently aware of a threat to human civilization, waves of death, imminent cataclysm. To give the species a chance at survival, the tribe breaks away, absconds with the seeds for something new. These Dan Slangers left to build a world somewhere else. Whether they succeeded or what that world might be like, that's none of my business. I must content myself with being Dan Slang's foremost scholar. And as far as the public record is concerned, its last living speaker. I will now perform for you a special one-man version of the only work of theater ever written in Dan Slang, Saga Dan Beats, The Wet King, by Kelsey Kepler. Moln, grufanaska hoich, gu sagadam beats vahagla hon, o yon kam tu rang, na dans da klovo.
To hear more original stories like this, go to thetruthpodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Our handle is thetruthfiction. Dan Slang was written by Hunter Nelson. It was performed by Will Hines, Connor Ratliff, Elise Morales, John Trowbridge, Hunter Nelson, Amy Warren, Randy McKay, Woody Fu, Kelly Letourneau, Mary McDonnell, and Nikki Thomas. The Truth is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, we're a network of independent, listener-supported, artist-owned podcasts. And you can learn more about all the Radiotopia shows at radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Cadence Mandibura. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth. Radiotopia.